All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, fortunately for the New York Mets, the 2017 Major League Baseball season has finally come to an end. Now, after the Mets made the playoffs in each of the last 2 years, which included them winning the National League pennant in 2015, the Metropolitans were once again expected to contend for the top spot in the National League East. However, that was not the case this season, as the Mets were done in by injuries and dysfunction within their front office, as they had to fight, scrap, and claw just to win 70 games this season. And like I said before, injuries did this club in, as they missed outfielder Yoenis Cespedes for a big chunk of the season, starting pitcher Noah Syndergaard, and relief pitcher Jairus Familia for large portions of the season as well. We saw the dysfunction as this club is led by their owners and Fred and Jeff Wilpon. Sandy Alderson is trying to keep it together with spit and glue, while Terry Collins, you know, he's been the only manager that Alderson has had throughout his tenure with the Mets. But now Alderson, or Collins rather, came out yesterday and announced that he is resigning. There were reports earlier this week that he was going to step down. You heard reports coming out from several beat writers of the Mets talking about that Fred Wilpon, the owner, saved Collins on several occasions in recent years from getting fired, and it caused dissension. It was just a train wreck in any type of way that you slice it. And, you know, this Mets dysfunction, like I said before, this is at the feet of the Wilpons. When the Mets were successful in the 1980s, when they won their last World Series championship, it was the co-owners, Fred Wilpon and Mr. Nelson Doubleday. But, of course, in the early 2000s, Wilpon was able to buy Doubleday out because he looked to leave the team to his son, Jeff, and Jeff has really not shown that he can be the guy to lead this team. You look at the Mets, they were so close to winning the World Series championship in 2015, and there were a lot of bad decisions in that fall classic by Terry Collins that really hurt the Mets' chances. One decision that comes to mind is the fact that he decided to start the series with Michael Kadire as the team's designated hitter, as opposed to Juan Uribe. And Juan Uribe was a guy that had postseason experience, as he helped both the San Francisco Giants and Chicago White Sox win World Series championships. You know, you've heard about it this year where it came out recently about Collins, you know, sticking with relievers too long and, you know, playing the favorite game, and that is never going to be a good thing. And, I mean, it's kind of surprising because a lot of Mets fans are, you know, going the martyr route now with Terry Collins. And I mean, this guy was an okay manager, and people want to say this and that. I mean, he only had two winning seasons. Granted, you know, he didn't have a lot to work with, but we're not talking about Gil Hodges or Davey Johnson or Casey Stengel out here when it comes to leading this Mets team. So, I mean, the Mets got hot coming down the stretch in 2015. They played off of the fact that Yoenis Cespedes, they picked him up from the Tigers, and he was in a contract year. And the same thing was with second baseman Daniel Murphy. And, of course, the Mets allowed him to go on to the Washington Nationals. But, I mean, looking ahead to 2018, I mean, there are some ways to fix this club, but I don't think that the Mets are going to do it. Number one, what I would do is I would try to, you know, just trade Yoenis Cespedes. It's easier said than done because he still has a lot of money on his contract for the next couple of years. But if you are the Mets and you're willing to eat some of that salary, I mean, you might get a contender out there that would take him on. Why? Because I look at the Mets like this. Go back to the philosophy that you had before you made the World Series in 2015. Go with the young guys. Give these guys a chance. And what we've seen over the past month or so is the young guys, they're going out there and they're fighting, scrapping, and clawing because, you know, they want roster spots. They want those spring training invites. And those guys, you know, they're not making a lot of money, and they're going to go out there and play hard. The Mets need to try to get a healthy Michael Conforto back in 2018. But Brandon Nimmo has also shown flashes this season. And I'm not, you know, ready to close the book on Dominic Smith at first base. I think he is going to be a project for the Mets, but I think he does have the potential to develop into a 20 home run per season hitter. We talked about the slew of injuries. I think it is time for the Mets to overturn their medical staff altogether. They're not going to do that because you look at it. Steven Matsch, Zach Wheeler, Matt Harvey, Noah Syndergaard, all of these guys were expected to be key components of the Mets starting rotation this year, and they all spent the majority of their season on the disabled list. That's not going to cut it. I think that the Mets need to put Matt Harvey into the bullpen. You look at a guy in the rotation, he has simply lost his confidence. And looking back on it, you know, he exceeded his innings limit in 2015 to help the Mets win the NL pennant, and he has not been the same pitcher since. He doesn't have the velocity and the zip on his fastball, and more importantly, he doesn't have the confidence on the mound. I think what the Mets should try to do, make Harvey a one-inning pitcher right now. Even if you just do it for 2018, let him be a one-inning guy, get his confidence back, and then just take it from there. Now, then, of course, there is a situation with David Wright at third base. I've been saying it for the last year and a half. He is done. No offense to him, but, I mean, a bad back at his age is simply something that you do not get over. And if the Mets are smart and prudent about this, they would just suck it up, let insurance pick up the rest of his contract, and seek new options at the hot corner. Now, the Mets will have some money to spend this offseason, but I still expect this team to be frugal. They have to go out there and find a manager. You're going to look at the likes of Bob Guerin. Met fans will probably want them to bring in Wally Backman. They won't do it. Ron Washington is a veteran manager who will be available. And you also look at Joe McEwing, a former Mets player. But I'm not sure what the Mets are going to do. Sandy Alderson is a guy who always keeps it close to the chest as far as his decision-making goes, and I don't expect him to change that anytime soon. But for any of those Mets fans that are already looking forward to pitchers and catchers reporting next February, don't get your hopes up too high. You're probably going to get the same team out there. You're probably going to get the same results, as this team is probably going to be plagued once again by injuries and a lot of inconsistency and a lot of bad decisions from the top. And anytime that you have bad decisions coming out of your front office, it is always a negative trickle-down effect for your club. So pitchers and catchers will report in several months for the Mets. But if you are a follower of this team and you want to make that trek to Port St. Lucie, whatever you do, don't get your hopes up. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed all of the fun and excitement this summer, you can check out the Cyclones next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the upcoming playoffs in Major League Baseball. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.